Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Whatever's on your mind, it is Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
Every year, well, every year might be an exaggeration. Every few years at least, it seems like there's some new scare that surrounds a military exercise in the United States. Now, I can't say that I'm made comfortable by military exercises that are going on in the United States, but I do understand that if you're going to have a military, it's probably going to want to practice. And if it wants to practice, say, I don't know, urban warfare, it might want to practice that urban warfare in an urban environment. We'll find oftentimes that some people get upset about these exercises. And Jimmy's called in on it, and I just want to make sure that he gets an opportunity to be completely heard out. So go ahead, Jimmy.
Thought it was strange. I just wanted to get your guys' just intellectual ideas of what you thought. If you ever heard of anything like it before, that's all.
Yeah, I've heard I remember back, this must have been 1994, there was a claim that the Russian military was doing an exercise in Ohio, and they're going to be taking over Ohio neighborhoods or something. And, there was another joint exercise that was done with the Chinese at one point on U.S. soil. And, I guess at this point, I'm so desensitized to these exercises that I just don't think anything's going to happen.
So, Jimmy, I've got a question for you. Have you ever heard of Bold Alligator?
Is that Operation Bold Alligator?
Operation Bold Alligator.
No, I haven't.
It was a naval exercise in which thousands of Marines and sailors... it was actually launched last fall. They had amphibious landings, and the scenario was they were to prevent insurgent groups in the fictional country known as Garnet from launching an attack. That exercise took place in parts of Georgia and Florida. Then there was also Operation Robin Sage that took place in the mountains of North Carolina, in the fictional country known as Pineland, and then there was something in South Carolina called Operation Derna Bridge that was very similar, took place in Sumter National Forest. And these are just three of the other things that have taken place in recent times. And, nobody freaked out about those things. I think the only reason people are freaking out about Jade Helm is Alex Jones got some government documents and a Walmart closed. And apparently there were, underground tunnels connecting a bunch of Walmarts and something, Barack Obama, something, martial law, something, dark side.
The reason why it concerned me was because instead of it being imaginary land, with the map of Texas, specifically the cities, if you go to Wikipedia, any of the listeners, and just type in Jade Helm, you can see the full description. It's 17 cities specifically in Texas. That's the largest conglomerate, I guess you'd say, of a hostile force, from what Wikipedia is alleging. It was just, I'm not a conspiracy guy. It was just really weird to me.
Yeah, I can tell you when I see that those trucks full of military equipment rolling down the road, one after another, after another, after another, does not make me feel comfortable. I don't like the feeling I have when I see that. It doesn't make me feel like land of the free, But I suspect what we'll find out is that, most of these guys in the military are going to be, if they were actually going to lock down the United States and call Texas hostile, there's going to be a lot of guys from Texas there, and they're going to have to be ready to hold a gun on their, neighbors, right?
The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, he ordered the state guard to monitor the actions of Jade Helm.
I heard that.
He contacted the Pentagon, so...
It doesn't surprise me in the least that a politician would pander to some people that have some concerns. Not at all.
Yeah, I agree.
If I was in that position, I would do exactly that. Look, we need a blue ribbon panel for this. You know what? I'm going to get some of my friends together, and I'm going to pay them good tax money to monitor this, to make sure that everybody's really comfortable with what's going on.
Yeah, and I also wanted to say, too, I want to apologize to you guys for using your forum to bash Dave from Poughkeepsie, and I also want to apologize to Dave. I was a duller, Dave. I was a dunce. I shouldn't have done that to you. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, good. Now he's going to call. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
If you're going to say stuff about Dave, you should say it to his face.
Sorry, don't worry, first. Yes.
Well. And then repeat the same thing about 27 times in about a 5-minute YouTube video.
Yeah. So for those that don't know the inside joke, Dave is a frequent caller who, repeats himself
a lot.
Johnson, we've addressed immigration tonight. We've addressed the United States dropping down to number 20 in freest countries in the world. What do you got for us?
Well, let's talk about international issues. I want to talk about this right to be forgotten, since I brought it up a couple times over the past few weeks as I've been on Google being ordered to take down stories about people in the European Union, which may be coming to the United States, but essentially the European Union has enacted this right to be forgotten law on Google, and it's ridiculous. Essentially, any politician or any celebrity or any just Joe Schmo can request to have their information or articles about them removed from Google searches.
I thought there were exemptions for public figures.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And of course, inevitably, this is ridiculous, and it's going to get more and more ridiculous until eventually the European Union is going to probably have to retract this law because it's really stupid.
Yes.
But so this is the extent to which it's getting ridiculous. Google has been ordered to remove links to news articles reporting on the company's earlier removal of links in response to a right to be forgotten request in Europe. So let me repeat that sentence. Google has been ordered to remove links to news articles reporting on the company's earlier removal of links in response to a right to be forgotten request in Europe.
So now they have to remove the links talking about how they have to remove links if somebody doesn't want their name on the internet for some reason, right?
Yep. So the UK's Information Commissioner Office issued the order this week giving Google 35 days to remove the links. Google has the right to appeal the order to the General Regulatory Chamber. The order puts a meta spin on the controversial right to be forgotten ruling, which lets people request that Google remove links to information about them from its search results on its European sites. The ruling issued last year established a mechanism for people to ask search engines to remove links to information that they consider to be irrelevant or not in the public interest, though without removing the actual content from the web. Google's response to this week's order could show how wide a net the requests might be allowed to encompass. The order was issued in response to a complaint from someone who had already had links removed around a conviction for a relatively minor offense from nearly a decade ago, the order said. Google removed...
Wish I could remove mentions of a conviction removed from the internet. That'd keep people busy.
Well, Google removed the links to sites containing content related to the offense. But when links to news articles about the removal started to appear after a search for the person's name, the person asked Google to remove those links as well. Google refused, the order said, on the grounds that the new links were relevant and in the public interest. Google took into account the media's journalistic judgment in determining whether the information about the removals was relevant and in the public interest, the order said. On Thursday, a Google spokeswoman said that the company had received the order and was reviewing it, but declined to comment further. In the UK's order, Deputy Information Commissioner David Smith acknowledged that the new links related to journalistic content. The commission does not dispute the journalistic content relating to the decisions to delist search results may be newsworthy and in the public interest, he wrote. However, that interest can be adequately and properly met without a search made on the basis of the complainant's name, providing links to articles which reveal information about the complainant's spent conviction, he wrote.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you're talking about people's right to not be seen on the internet. Well, what about the journalist's right to have the story that they wrote be seen by people?
Sure.
You pull it out, and then nobody can see it. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Do you have a right not to have your name on the internet? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Extend your life with
ExtendoBite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Google is getting flooded with requests to have things, information about people removed. And we're going to talk about that here in just 1 second. But I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is, for our family, my family, it has been the solution to Obamacare. Obamacare put pressure on us that, you know, we hadn't had previously, and we had to have a solution. So what Liberty Health Share is you know, health shares are completely legal, all within the American, what is it? I don't know, whatever Obamacare is called.
Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, Affordable Care Act. That's what I was thinking of. ACA.
So it counts as health insurance?
It isn't health insurance. It counts in lieu of health insurance,
okay.
I guess. What it is it's a sharing organization, which is essentially what health insurance is. It takes everybody's premium and then pays off to things that people need to get paid for. But in this case, there's not all the big buildings and all the overhead and that sort of thing. So, it's for us, it's like half price. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
If you have to pay for your own insurance, please take a look at libertyhealthshare.org. I think you're going to find that it might be useful for you, too. libertyhealthshare.org, and the number is 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org. And, I've got to say, it looks pretty good for us. So, Johnson, there's a little bit more to this article.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like this guy had said there, as he was talking about how these the public interest can be supposedly adequately and properly met without a search made on the basis of the complainant's name, providing links to articles which reveal information about the complainant's spent conviction.
What does any of that mean? None of that means anything.
In other words, the order that the government order that has been issued doesn't want all the new links removed, but only the links that appear after searches for a person's name. That's their sort of excuse. It's like, well, we're not trying to have you remove all the links. We just, if it comes up, if somebody searches based on a person's name, then don't display the links.
God, what is this? This is the stupidest ruling.
It's ridiculous.
So happened was in Europe, gotta be Europe, and some higher court decided that you have a right to privacy, which is great. You do.
It's just the latest in a slew of government just dummies holding websites responsible for the content of users.
Right.
The internet.
And a search engine, they're telling Google, a search engine, that they can't display certain results, as though they've got somebody out there, some paid functionary out there giving you search results. This is a computer program.
Right.
If you've done something dumb and there's an article out there on the internet about it, then tough. And this is coming from the mouth of a person who went to prison for 8.5 years for second-degree murder. Too bad.
Right.
If something comes up when you don't like it, too bad. And that's that.
And on top of that, on top of this ridiculousness, so data was leaked earlier this year by The Guardian, the newspaper, the UK newspaper, that showed that many of the removal requests submitted to Google so far have come from everyday people requesting the removal of links related to private or personal information. So Google's just getting this deluge of just nonsense requests. Just stupid, stupid waste of time. They shouldn't have to deal with this. And this is exactly the result that was expected from this dumb, dumb ruling. And if you live in Europe, find out any of these morons who voted for this and change it. And if you're in Germany, well,
forget it.
I can't help you. Germany's just ridiculous on this stuff.
Even if they said, if you want stuff removed from the internet, you have to pay them $10 an hour for the people that have to remove stuff. If there was some kind of barrier that people had to go over, there would be far fewer requests for this stuff. This is just people that are allowed to put requests in. Oh, I'll request this and I'll request that, and that'll be great. So there you go. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Jim calling in from Georgia. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, my name is Jim. I'm calling from Georgia, and I'm one of the many patriots that have been out at our recruiting centers, until our government arms them.
Okay, so you've been you're one of these guys standing out there with the guns out in front of the recruitment centers, right?
Yeah, I mean, mine's been on Wally Shabbat. It's been on right-wing news, Politistic. It's all over because the local imam reported me to the FBI because my signs offend them. And
what'd your sign say?
Support and defend our church from Islamic savages.
Okay. So when you say that, are you saying that people that believe in Islam are savages?
Well, the founder was a false prophet and a kidding rapist, and actually participated in the personal beheading of hundreds of people. Medina, just one example.
Okay. And
I'm saying Islam is a mental disorder based on a false prophet who was a savage. Yes.
All right. So.
And here's the thing: the Islamic organizations, every single one of them, are working against our First Amendment rights. As well, okay. That's not a theory. It's not an allegation. The Islamic Society of North America is working with the Brady campaign against our Second Amendment. CARE is already trying to curb free speech with the Justice Department, and yeah, they're trying to eventually criminalize critique of Islam. And look. I'm not doing that with other people that disagree with me trying to curb their rights. So why are they trying to curb our right of free speech?
Well, I don't know who they are. I mean, you know, there's organizations out there that want to curb people's rights. Yeah. Hold on, Jim. Hey, Jim. Hold on. I am familiar with the organization called Muslims for Liberty, and I'm certain that they would try very hard to defend your right to free speech.
Actually, Muslims for Liberty. On their Facebook page, I know you're talking about M4L, is on record from trying to promote liberty from an Islamic perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Liberty, an Islamic perspective of liberty, one needs to only look at the countries that are dominated by the Islamic ideology. It is completely contrary to the Constitution.
What is contrary? Hold on.
It's having the ability to have free speech. And it does not allow you to critique or even draw a picture of the prophet. Not my theory. It's in their own teaching. Okay?
Yeah, realize that there's a sculpture of the prophet Muhammad carved into the U.S. Supreme Court building.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous because Islam seeks domination to a caliphate. It does not, listen, everywhere where Islam has control, okay, it creates slavery and subjugation, okay?
But everywhere the government has control, it creates slavery and subjugation. I mean, you're just talking about a larger section of the state.
Okay, I've had enough. I got you guys. You guys appear to be Islamic apologists.
Okay, I'm an Islamic apologist. That's fine. Thanks. Appreciate the call. 855 453.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Just had a gentleman call in talking about, well, how Muslims are savages. And look, I think it's terrible what people getting shot up at the these recruitment officers getting shot up or whatever, and it seems really silly to me that the federal government won't let people in the military carry a gun to protect themselves, and so therefore I support Americans' right to stand out in front of recruitment centers with guns if that's what they want to do. I support their right to stand out there with a sign that says Muslims are savages. Just don't expect me to agree with that crap. Generally, when somebody says that, my experience is they have skin in the game. They're usually a big supporter of their religion. Usually that religion is Christianity.
Right.
See, for me, I don't have a big I don't care what your religion is. If it's Islam, if it's Christianity, if it's Judaism, listen, I don't care. I really don't care. It just doesn't matter to me, but if you folks can't get along, we're going to have to, we're going to have to separate you. You're going to have to go to your corner.
Right. And
We all three just got called Islamic apologists because we don't want to kill the Muslims.
I didn't hang up on him, by the way.
I didn't say you did, but he did call us Islamic apologists because we don't want to kill the Muslims. Well, he's trying to claim that, well, people that are Muslim do horrible things, so therefore all Muslims are savages. Let's look at it from the point of view of somebody that lives in the Middle East whose family just got killed by a remote control airplane dropping a bomb at a wedding. They're thinking, wait a second, that came from the United States. Those people are Christians, so therefore Christians must all be horrible. And he would probably try to say how wrong they are. Well, you shouldn't collectivize. But yet that's exactly what he's doing. And just for sort of point of reference, it was the Christian church that was slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people during the Crusades in the name of Jesus, because apparently Jesus wanted the Pope to kill people for Jerusalem or something.
I kind of think that you got to let something go that's 50 years old. Like, if you're holding on to this group of people did something 50-something years ago, or more, in this case, 1,000 years ago. I don't care. Like, people change in that amount of time, so I don't care about the Crusades. I don't care about a lot of this stuff. I think a lot of folks in the Middle East, the Middle East, they've never really had a chance to govern themselves. Right. They went from the Ottoman Empire into British control. They were, you got Brits in there drinking port and drawing lines on maps, deciding, which section's going to be given to whom and all that stuff. And then they've never had a chance to sort of rule themselves. And I think that's a real problem. Let's go to Eric calling in from Columbus, Ohio. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you hit a lot of the heads, a lot of the points I want to make right on the head.
No, I love to take people's steam. Go ahead.
in regards to that last caller, I was raised Christian, became an atheist. I've studied Islam. I was not unlike that guy about a year ago. I was very vitriolic, very hateful, based, purely against Islam. And then instead of letting that develop into, vitriolic hate, I decided, hey, I don't know much about this. I'm going to study it. And so for the past year, I've been studying Islam. And one of the central tenets to Islam is I can't quote the passage verbatim, but it is, accept in response to murder, to take the life of another human is to take the life of all of humanity. So, basically, don't kill people.
Yeah, it says that, but I know that there was some kind of situation where Muhammad was having to deal with basically pilgrims being killed or something, so he had to respond in that. He responded with force, isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of back and forth. Another thing that helps understand, when you read people, sometimes people will read the Quran or read passages from the Quran. And what I found helped with that is I actually purchased a biography of the Prophet Muhammad, and it puts a lot of that stuff into perspective,
I feel like a lot of people don't want an unbiased opinion of Muhammad. They want a very biased opinion, and that's what I feel like I was getting from that last caller.
Yeah, I can tell you, when he called in, he had his mind made up. I think his idea that he has of Islam has been fed to him from, Fox News and various other, far-right outlets. And I just kind of want to address a few things that he made. Most 90% of what he said is untrue.
I do appreciate the call.
Friends with.
Okay, thanks so much. 855 450 free. Let's go to Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you? I was going to call in and talk about the human population and population growth, but I just wanted to respond to the previous. Two callers about Islam, I guess, kind of way.
Okay. Yeah, please do. So,
yeah, I think, look, it's probably, been well known now that these new atheists are criticizing Islam, like Bill Maher, for example, and Sam Harris on the one hand. And then you have liberals, on the other hand, defending, defending Islam and just saying that you can find bad people everywhere. And I think that you can sort of resolve this by saying that there's a difference between Islam and Islamism, political ideas that you would say that this is how we're supposed to run a society. And I think Islamism, much like communism, can be seen a little bit like a mind virus. So like, I think you can identify with this, as, you know, as a libertarian, you'd say, listen, people just have in their mind, this is how it's supposed to run society, and it's the only way to run it. And we have to conquer other people and force them to do, to run it like this. So if you look around the world, you see what are most states today with an official, religion? They're Islamic states. Unless you count atheism, in which case China and USSR were also huge offenders, suppressing religious freedoms and other things. So, yeah, I think Islam, in its political sense, is in fact, kind of oppressive, to people who may be, you know, homosexual, or they may be, just of a different religion. And I think that is a problem. And it could animate people to do, terrorist acts, to token other ideologies, you know?
I hear this about a lot of things. First of all, you know, Sam Harris, I agree with Sam Harris on a lot of things, but Sam Harris is basically a psychopath when it comes to his, you know, his relationship with Islam. I mean, he's essentially, I mean, he talks about violence, you know, and it's just, it's crazy. And then when you would say that, you know, I don't necessarily know about Russia, but I do know about, China, and that, you know, you talk about Mao and you talk about, some of these leaders and they say, oh, well, it, you know, it's atheism. Well, you know, you talk about Mao, he was raised under these, like, staunchly, Taoist parents and believed in Taoism for, like, most of his life, and then basically just stopped talking about Taoism, but didn't specifically ever say, like, I'm an atheist. So it wasn't like the religion of those governments was oh, we're going to be strictly an atheist religion, or we're strictly, everything's going to be based on atheism. That's not what happened. So it's really kind of like, that's sort of a false, you know, it's like a Hobson's choice. It's like, no, that's not really what actually happened. It's not like these governments were actively promoting atheism.
Not the USSR. I mean, Stalin, yeah, he went to a seminary school and he studied to be a Christian. But I think the USSR was quite heavily promoting atheism. They were, you know, they literally punished people for practicing their religion too much. I mean, that...
Yeah, they drove the old religion. They drove the old religion folks out. The old believers, old religion, something like that. I can't remember what the term is exactly.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
that. You know, those folks. They had to go into hiding. There was, I read some book about some of them that ran off into the taiga. And,
but promoting statism is not promoting rationality and reason, which is what atheism is like really kind of about.
Oh, the atheism is my kind of atheism, not everybody else's kind of atheism.
I'm sorry, but skepticism, that's what skepticism really is.
They're not claiming to be skeptics.
That's not, you know, that's not statism. It's not worship the government as though it's God.
I think anytime you have an ideology and it goes into power, I think it's that thing.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Ahead of people.
855 453 Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We've been talking about Islam here, and I guess there was a fellow called, there was a guy who called in, said he was standing out in front of these recruitment centers, and he had a, you know, sign that said, you know, I don't know, save America from Muslim savages or something to that effect. And it kind of got us going. He called us a Muslim apologist, and I don't know exactly what that means. But I did tell you earlier that I was going to tell you how to get Bitcoin, and I'm going to do that now. So expresscoin.com is the best way for you to get your cryptocurrencies, be they Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. They're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can get cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. And this is the lowest cost in getting Bitcoin from what I've been able to find anywhere, is expresscoin.com. So they've got an app for your phone if you want to get that over at expresscoin.com, too. You use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency you want to get at no fee at all. There's no fee if you get up to $40 worth, anything under $40. Expresscoin.com, and that coupon code, again, is FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Let's go to Tom calling in from Maryland. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, you heathen Muslim haters.
Yep, that's right.
Or do you like them? I do have a comment on that, but first I have many rebuttals. I wanted to wrap up something I was talking about last night, and there were people rebuttaling me. It seemed like every hour. Is it the guy's name Ian?
You're going to have to bring everybody up to date.
It was just about the permission or apology, and there was just so many rebuttals, and it was just making me very mad.
Permission or apology. You're going to need to make it specific, because there's people listening now that weren't listening last night. So start us from the beginning.
Relative to Cal Flyers, the two guys got arrested in Colorado.
Yes, two people got arrested in Colorado for handing out jury nullification flyers.
Right. You disagree with me about the permission or apology. And by the way, you try to clue in a lot. I don't want to say the guy's name. I was trying to get you to clue in on exactly what I was talking about. By the way, don't ever get rid of him. He really makes a show. He doesn't come on that often, at least not when I'm listening, and it's hysterical. I especially miss the Army guy. I haven't heard him in a while.
Who are we talking about? Conan was in the Army. Who?
There was a guy from Texas that used to really get into it with one of you. He wanted to, he hated China. He wanted to go get them. Very neocon type attitude and would always get into these long debates. He was funny, but I haven't heard him in a while. But the other one, and again, I don't want to say his name, but he's funny as hell. I know
the one that calls in from New York. Yeah, I find him amusing too. It's okay if you say his name now because it's the final segment.
not me. But listen, getting to my point, I did want to clarify that the permission and apology thing in personal relationships, normally it's taken literally. You'll have those who will ask permission to do something, or those who just do and then apologize if it turns out that they're wrong. The only thing that I meant, I didn't really mean literally ask the court permission. I think we need to do what liberty and freedom calls for, regardless of what extent we have to go to, as long as it's not ridiculously radical. Although sometimes that is necessary. What I meant was simply, it's best when you're dealing with these clowns. And they don't play by the rules. I was just trying to let people know it's always a good idea to cover yourself, even if you put an ad in a newspaper, something so that if you get arrested like these guys in Colorado, you can say, look, we put up a public posting and nobody responded to it. In contract law, you know, if you don't respond, that can be considered acquiescence. It can also be considered fraud. And if you sent a letter to their confused courthouse, it probably would never make it to anybody who would respond in a proper amount of time. And if you posted an ad in a local paper, you would have that to back yourself up in case they went ahead and put the cuffs on you just to exert their authority. Just like if you had somebody who was stalking you and you asked me, well, what do you think I should do? I would say, you know what? Keep good records, make police reports from time to time, because if the guy actually turns violent, or a girl, or whoever it is that's stalking you, then you have a paper trail to say, look, yeah, here's why I did it, and this is what led up to it, instead of just having a he said, she said type situation. And of course, when you're dealing with people in government, it's never a he said, she said, it's the government says, and you're wrong. And that's all I was saying was, you know, just be smart, because, you know, I agree with a lot of the things that you guys are doing. And I hate to hear about folks like the two in Colorado getting jammed up. I mean, these are serious situations, especially for older people. You know, jail can kill you, let's face it. And even this threat.
I tend to, you know, like I, especially when you're talking about keeping a paper trail, I think that's a great idea. I do think there's dangers in letting the government know what you're going to do as far as a protest goes. But, you know, I'm willing to concede that, there are other ways to do things besides the way that I think is a good idea. But what I'd most like to say is, don't ever get emotional about what goes on in the air on Free Talk Live. It's you're part of the show when you call in, and, you know, I can't get emotional when I have to deal with Ian, so you can't either.
No. I was trying to imitate that guy. I was trying to be funny. I wasn't emotional at all.
Okay. That's funny.
I was trying to do what he did so that you would think, I thought that I was a better actor than that. I thought you would clue in right away. But no, I just wanted to clear that up with you so that you and anybody that's listening would know it's a good idea to cover yourself, because they will lie. Like I said, I was in the system and I saw just atrocities take place that really disturbed me and still do to this day. But as far as getting upset, no, I'm too old and tired.
I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much.
All right.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
So, Mark, I want to tell you about this. A homeowner in Missouri built a patio using military headstones. This was in the news today.
Oh, my
today.
God. Oh, my God.
All right. This was in the news today.
How did he obtain these headstones?
Well, We'll get to that. A Navy veteran found out about it and posted pictures on social media, creating an outcry to get the stones removed. See, this is why Mark has to tell people not to get emotional about things that they hear on Free Talk Live.
Wow.
The homeowner is now apologizing. I took advantage of something that I shouldn't have taken advantage of. Free scraps stolen to make a small patio out of. Okay. Okay, it go. I don't know why this is a quote. I just used them. It's all I had. That's it, says the homeowner. The homeowner says nearly a decade ago he got the headstones from a now-defunct monument company. He says that he used the headstones to make a patio for his mom, who fell. I was just making something out of nothing. 90% of them are broken, and they were never in a cemetery. They went from the monument to the landfill. They were mistakes. I didn't know.
Okay, this is an entirely different thing than the headline now. But
however, it doesn't seem to matter. The gravestones,
it doesn't matter, right?
Like the gravestones,
they desecrated the Church of the
it
State.
It don't matter, cause Merca, and I can Merca more than you can Merca, cause Merca can Merca.
It's a lot like that.
All over Merca.
The gravestones caught the eye of a realtor who told Navy veteran Ed Harkreader. He, along with the Ozarks County deputy, took a news crew down to the property. These represent a soldier, a sailor, an airman, someone who served our country and died. Someone who served our country and died. They aren't here to take care of a situation we found out about, and it's up to somebody else to pick up the slack, said Harkreader.
No, those represent mistakes that were made at the Tombstone Company.
Yeah. The homeowner says he didn't think he was doing what he was doing could be offensive to some. He first said the gravestones would be staying. I can't move them. Obviously, I can't move them. I'm sorry. And then, if he needs help, we will be happy to get the Patriot Guard out here with a dump truck, and we will load the stones and get them out of here.
What are they going to build the guy a porch?
Yeah, they're going to just steal his porch from
him. Let's destroy this man's porch. It's made from the blood of our fallen heroes.
It's made from the blood of our fallen broken tombstones. Oh, wait, it's not actually made from the blood of anything.
With the mistakes made, now it's gotten funny. Okay, so like before it's like, oh my God, this is truly sacrilegious.
Turns out to be ridiculous.
Clickbait.
Yes.
That is the definition of clickbait.
And this poor homeowner, he's like, he did change his mind and he admits that he made a mistake now because he's just being berated by these statists.
Yeah, he made a mistake by letting a realtor come onto his property, and she went and blabbed to some Navy guy that was like, there's some stuff and I don't murka cause murka murka.
I ain't blaming, he says, I ain't blaming nobody for nothing but me. I took them out of the landfill. There are close to 150 headstones on the patio. The business where the homeowner says the gravestones were originally from say that they were rejected by the government and discarded.
I'm stunned by the story. It's
you can't
hilarious.
Make use of disc scrapped Merca called Merca.
Check us out in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for updates at updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.